Guided meditation, the SA node. Allow awareness to move to or stabilize in your chest. Take a few deeper breaths to expand the area. Placing your hand on your chest can draw awareness to the area. Listen to or feel the beating of your heart. Or shine an inner light around the interior of your torso. Whichever perceptual channel is most alive for you, visual or kinesthetic, use it to explore the inside of the chest. Notice whether the anatomical heart is available. Are you in a landscape in which physical aspects of the chest cavity are manifesting, such as blood vessels, the lungs, or the sternum? If so, follow the anatomical pointers I'm about to offer. If your inner anatomy is not apparent, just follow my pointers more generally, without trying to create or imagine an SA node that isn't there. Simply use the pointers as directional cues to the neighborhood, down, back, left, and right, and don't get hung up on the nitty-gritty. It's especially important not to make anything up. Stick with what you actually perceive. We're going to get familiar with a spot in the back wall of the heart. In particular, there's a tiny spot at the back of your heart that I encourage you to find. Be so far back that you are at the very back of your body. You might even approach it from the back of your body, coming in from behind the back wall of the heart. Also, be surprisingly far to your right, a tad to the right of the spine. Will do wonders for finding it. Even though we think of the heart as being on the left side of the chest, up to a third of the heart can be located to the right of the spine. Good. This is an unusual spot because it gives access to complete perceptual freedom. In other words, instead of looking for a fixed location, we're going to look for a spot that opens up into no location at all. Don't look too hard for it. Just allow your attention to relax into it. This spot is central to connecting you to a deep quiet and a profound freedom, a kind of quiet and freedom that have repercussions for healing. Functionally, the spot at the back of your heart hooks you up to a primordial stillness that is at the heart of healing. Talking about it makes it seem to be out there and grandiose, but in fact, it's very ordinary and natural. Take a bit of time right now to explore what it's like for you to rest awareness at the back of your heart. If you are puzzled, then cultivate a kind of innocent curiosity about it. Can I just keep returning to the sensation of my physical heart beating? Can I reside there in the back of my chest? Taking a big breath can expand that inner area. Breathing out can soften it. And if you do nothing but rest at the back of your heart for the rest of this meditation, that would already serve a very useful purpose. Falling back and down from the head to the back of the heart, you access a spacious field of nothingness. You can feel deeply connected in a wordless way to an underlying simplicity. And as you connect, there is an allowing that permits whatever is to be as it is. This is a dimension beyond manipulation, beyond judgments, beyond narratives. So on the one hand, awareness might still notice all the stuff. The personal content might be there. Your discomfort, your insights, your feelings. Patterns of health might be there as well. Fractal motion patterns that take place in a juicy fluid matrix or a delicate airy matrix. But on the other hand, at the back of the heart, you access an intelligent, transparent field that in itself has no content. It contains or permeates all the content. So the content arises. The transparent stillness is the context that it arises within. You may experience this stillness as an uncluttered spaciousness or as a deafening silence. The essay note of our heart is a portal to that transparent field. when you fall into the stillness within. It's like you've submerged underneath the turbulence of the sea to the quiet waters below. Can you rest there at the back of your heart? If something is unpleasant, let it be. Don't avoid it. If something is delicious, let it be. Don't grip it. This activity of being with, without avoiding or grasping, we could call it inner stillness. But don't make yourself be still. Just feel the stillness that already exists. You are letting what is be as it is. Rest here for a few minutes, noticing what happens.